League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi, everybody. We're back. This feels so good right now.
It's always weird to sit back down and to go. It is.
It's always weird to sit back down.
It is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's no secret.
Sit back down on it, bounce on it. Like, it's so weird.
It's no secret that sometimes, you know, we kind of like string them along, like bing, bang, bong. We do a lot at once. A lot of episodes back to back to back.
I was like, what are you saying?
A lot of episodes back to back to back. And so when we've been going on the holiday break and da-da-da-da-da. And then now we're sitting back down.
Yep. Well, I want to wear different earrings. It's okay. You know what? We're sitting back down and we're sitting back down. It feels so weird. It feels really, we've taken a nice long break. I want to say 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. We're still kind of in it. It's this weird limbo of like, as everyone knows, it's like after Christmas into New Year's. This is post New Year's, by the way, but we're in the limbo because it's about to be, well, someone's very special to me. Someone who is just an incredible artist, person, entrepreneur, a gentleman. It's his 30th birthday. So that is also another little limbo here. And then we're going to begin January of it all.
You said about to be, but it is. Today is my birthday.
Today is your birthday. We're recording. Okay, come on. I think we're all adults here who listen to the podcast.
But
we're about a couple days away from the birthday, but today is the birthday.
Today, yes.
So if you comment, happy birthday, Kyle, it's your 30th birthday. You don't look a day over 20. I think Kyle would appreciate that, right?
Yeah.
But anyways, we took a really long, awesome, I got bored. It was I've been sleeping like 10 hours every night.
Yeah.
Which maybe there's something wrong with me.
Yeah, there might be.
I think there's a little bit something wrong with me.
You might
that.
Be deficient in a couple of things.
Like what?
I don't know. Vitamin D?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Where can I get it, doctor? Where can I get it, doctor?
The sunlight is a really good source of vitamin D.
Yeah.
You could take a vitamin D supplement. There are a lot of really, really good sources of vitamin D out there.
Thank you, doctor. Working on characters this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think, at my parents, I was sleeping like 8 hours, right, normally. But then I got here, this was the last two nights I've been sleeping a long time because, well, it was New Year's, so I was tired. And then last night was New Year's Day. Yesterday was New Year's Day, and I just had a couch day. Do you guys know those days? I went for a walk in the morning, but then the rest of the day I spent watching Girls. And then ordered Thai food and then slept on the couch for 3 hours. Then went to bed for another however many hours. And I woke up and I slept for like 10 hours.
Sometimes the body does need that rest. You know what I'm saying?
It was amazing. It was incredible. Okay. Well, Kyle, how was your holiday break? Please
holiday
tell
break
us.
Was really, really awesome. You all right?
Yep.
Holiday break was really awesome. Great family time. Love being in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yep.
And this was one of the holidays, first in a while, where I felt like I could actually relax and enjoy being there. Like I didn't have to get back to anything, is what it felt like.
Maybe there's someone to the left of you who you wanted to get back to, who is fun and awesome.
but I didn't have to. Do you know what I mean?
Well, we do have a couple. We do have a job. We have jobs now, right?
But there wasn't anything that was like here that was really pressing, and that was like, okay, like rush back to New York to like get going.
Right. Well, I kind of felt that way.
I didn't.
Okay.
That's all. How was yours?
It was I just said it was great. It was absolutely fantastic. I've already gained my winter pounds, which is not much. No, I gained 2 pounds over the holidays, which is, I can lose in about probably 2 days, honestly. if I don't, just kidding. I was going to make a joke.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm not going to make that joke.
I wish I could gain 2 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, I wish.
God, eat like me. Okay. I ate pierogies every single day. Every single day I ate them. And I also ate, what else did I eat? My Fitz were eating, obviously. Oh my God, I got I'm really into the Great British Bake Off as of recently, which is, I think I'm late to the game, but whatever. And my sister got me a cookbook. So my dad and I made sourdough pizza one night.
Oh.
And then we made I didn't even tell you about this, a peanut butter chocolate like loaf.
You did not tell me about that.
It was divine.
Yeah.
And so my dad and I made gingerbread cookies from scratch. We made hrusta from scratch. We're like angel wings. Ukrainian people eat them too. Hrusta. I was bacon cooking. I also made pierogies from scratch. Like I was bacon cooking, eating the fruits.
Wow.
And I didn't like, holiday drink. Like a lot of people are like, I got fucked up with my family. Like we don't do that.
Me neither.
But I did like go out with my high school friends at home and I was like sick before. So it definitely made me more sick, but going out and drinking.
Yeah.
But it was like high school days. It was like, oh, right. These people know how to freaking party. And it was so fun.
I do want to say we're not sick. We might sound like it, but we just have a...
We're on the other end, to be honest with you. Honestly, that's why I didn't want to record earlier.
But it's just kind of like, I feel like this is just, this is winter voice.
It might be.
You know, a little...
I've been drinking so much water.
A little bit of that, a little
it's
bit
also
of like...
drinking. So it's like you're... it's the combination. I was about to do the Drake.
It's kind of like good the combination. It's kind of like
I'm gonna go ahead and do that. Okay.
The winter voice kind of gets me more into the radio, because sort of ASMR. It's what you want to listen to first thing in the morning. You are listening to 106.1 The Wiz, and today. Well, you see, it's actually more. When I was back home, I was listening to talk radio, Jeff and Jen in the morning, Cincinnati, Ohio's Q102. And I realized their voices are very comforting and warming to listen to first thing in the morning.
Wow. I love that. Do you know radio hosts don't make that much money?
Yeah.
I was like, as a kid, I was like, these are celebrities.
They are like local celebrities. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, being on local news or whatever.
I feel like news.
They make a decent income.
But radio really,
nothing.
At least where I'm from, I found out and I was like, oh, fuck.
They
need to be making more. They're getting up so early. They're doing so much.
Well, sometimes,
it is a podcast, but live.
Sometimes they're staying up late. Well, the morning ones are definitely way more talk showy.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Like, I remember when they came to my school and B101 was the station.
B101.
And we all got in line and we all got to say something into the radio. It was live and I was so...
What'd
I think
say?
It was pre-recorded.
Oh.
Oh, it was... okay, so...
Pizza.
No, so this was the thing. It was... all right, here we go. So there was a breakfast club. Have I talked about this?
I don't know.
There's a breakfast club at my school, in my elementary school, and it was usually for kids whose parents maybe couldn't make them breakfast or... maybe had a bit less financially stable their family or whatever it was. Like there was breakfast and a bunch of food for kids to come in early, and anyone can come. You don't have to like explain it. You just like come to have breakfast at school. But there is like definitely, so my parents like could make me breakfast and I definitely didn't need to go to this club, but I would be,
You wanted to.
But I did go to the club. Mm-hmm. Like, right? Well, because I was like, oh, free food. And then I didn't realize, like, what? Anyways. So it was that what that they're basically like talking about these like clubs at school and the good that they do. That's what the piece was about that morning. And so we got in a line and it was like, what's your favorite breakfast food? And I was like, chocolate chip pancakes. And then I remember being like, I remember like that kind of like made onto like my mental resume. I was like,
did you hear
So I'm kind of like, I'm kind of like, I wanted to be an actress, right? I was like, yeah, that's kind of what it is, right? Like that's, like I was like, I was on B101 when I was like 9.
Did you hear it?
I think so.
I did something kind of similar. I don't remember the full details of it, but there was somebody came to our elementary school and there was, it was me as like, I want to say a first grader, maybe kindergarten even. And this other older girl who was maybe an eighth grader at the school and some political figure. I don't know if it was the mayor. I don't know if it was the governor. I don't really remember who it was, but it was like a big deal that this was a thing. And it was on the news. It was on TV. And she says some stuff like, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then it pans down to me and I have a little American flag. And I go, and God bless America. And like wave it around. I was really young too. It's there's a newspaper somewhere in my parents' house. There's a newspaper clipping of that moment also of me standing there. Yeah.
So you were always just a rock star.
Yeah, that was, I was like, oh,
and
okay.
God bless America. And you'd say the same now, right?
I'm on TV. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Absolutely.
Whoa. You're not, we don't talk about politics on this podcast, but
God bless these 51 states soon.
Stop. We're not Republican. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to say that real quick.
You don't want Canada?
No, I don't want Canada to be a fucking state. I don't want that. I don't want to go in there. A lot of bad things have happened over the very recently. Not that that's political. It's terrible. And
it would help your
this
visa.
Is not what this podcast is for. No,
episode 61.
2025. We're leading with love. We are leading with positivity. We are leading with kindness.
Here's a quick little thing before I go into it, unless you want to do it, of course, but episode 61.
Connery, I need you to just zoom into.
Check this out.
Kyle's hand that, or just rewind and watch Kyle's hand during that whole moment there.
Episode 61 on 1/6.
I'm not sick.
Episode 61 on episode 61 on January 6th, 1/6. 61, 1/6. How did that line up? What happened there? Episode 61 on 1/6. Something
and
up
you're
there.
Turning 61.
The stars,
aligning.
Something's going on. We didn't plan this.
And we're gonna have episode 13 on 1. Rusty. I haven't been back in.
I haven't been back in the
seat for a while, guys. I'm sorry. What thing?
I said episode 61. That's when you go.
What?
Last episode you said that you wanted to do this.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Hi, everybody. Thank you for watching the podcast. We would really, really appreciate it if you would subscribe, like this video, watch it, stream it, and subscribe to give it 5 stars on Spotify and 5 stars on Apple Podcast and give it, and we love you so much. There's also, if you want to see more of this sort of stuff, mm-hmm. really important stuff we're talking about here, there is a bonus episode on Patreon that also helps support the podcast. Mm-hmm. And we, of course, really appreciate everything that you guys do for us. And this year is going to be our year. Sorry to say it to you, but we had to do it to you.
Where's the Patreon link if anyone wants to go?
It's in the bio. And we have some merch also in the bio. The sweaters sold out pretty quick, honestly.
Pretty quickly, the hoodies are gone.
Let us know if you want more hoodies because they are the best quality in... Whoa. Doing some sort of impression there.
Were you?
I don't know. I think I just did this and I was like, okay. Anyways, so I would just like you guys to let me know. Let us know if you want more. Kyle designed the merch and he's like, he's like goated for that. And I think we can also maybe make more throughout the year. But the design, honestly, like I wear that hoodie constantly.
Same. Except for right now. Constantly. We also have a new mailbox. The PO US, box. Well, PO is post office, USPS specifically. Okay. I've learned. I'm learning how all this works. The new one that we have can accept any mail carrier. So if you are living in Russia and you want to send us something cool and fun that you think could look maybe cool on the wall, the PO box, the mailbox, my apologies, we have a new one, 200 Franklin Street.
Yeah.
Unit 103, box 113, Brooklyn, New York, 11222. And it's also in the bio, and Connery put it on the screen for you, of course, because he does that. And the Patreon also has ad-free episode.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the 4 hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those 2 facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?
Amazing. So 2025. What I wanted to do first was we just had this whole crazy year.
Crazy year. What does that mean?
We've been over this.
I don't know what that means.
It's crazy year.
I don't know what that means. I don't think you've ever said that to me.
Really?
Yes. So we just been over this.
We've been over this before. It's like instead of saying like crazy ass year.
Crazy year.
You go say crazy ah.
Who made this up?
The kids.
Okay. Keep me young. You keep me young.
I've asked you to come up with some predictions.
Yep.
For the year.
Well, do you want to hear my resolutions or do you want to hear my predictions?
Let's start with predictions.
Okay.
Of what we think is going to go down. Yep. And then we'll get into resolutions.
That's right.
Okay.
This is the 2025 predictions. Guys, I also got a Sunny Baby. Sunny Angel. And he's so cute. I got it from my sister.
Okay.
Okay. So this predictions. Let's go one by one here.
Okay. I have a lot.
You have a lot.
I have a lot. But some of them are like.
Okay, go first.
Some of them like.
Give me one.
Have to do. Okay. I think. Okay, I think that after a very long trial, Luigi Mangione is acquitted, not convicted. I think he gets off the case.
No way.
It's my prediction.
It's a crazy prediction. I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I could go into detail as to why I think so, but I don't have to. I shouldn't. It has to do with that whole perp walk thing that they did, where they like really put him on. I saw his lawyer. Really defend him.
Are you on some conspiracy shit right now?
No. They made like a... they didn't have to. People in New York City, this is just the sad and unfortunate thing, kill people every day. Like it just happens.
Yeah.
And he did that. And they are putting him, because it was like such a... thing, such a moment.
Well, they go to jail, don't they?
Yeah, but they're putting him on, like the thing that they do, it's called a perp walk. And It's when they like brought him in the helicopter and they had that big media moment of him like surrounded by Brady like
screaming
agents and all this stuff. Eric Adams was there. Like all of this stuff was just like really unnecessary because what his lawyer said is that you're showing him off to potential jurors as this like big nasty guy that needs to be surrounded by all of these people, which is technically illegal, all this stuff, whatever. Besides the point, I think he gets off. That's my prediction.
This is we all agree this is a complicated,
very,
very complicated thing that's happened. It's not right. It's never right to kill anybody. Anybody.
No. I'm not saying that he did was good either.
No, but like, and would he be getting this much attention if he wasn't hot? You know what I mean?
Go, next one.
Anyways, I don't want to get into it. I do believe that obviously that there's a lot of things that can be fixed in America and would we be talking, like if he had a YouTube channel that, I don't want to say too much, did it kind of work for people to be talking about stuff?
There's a lot that happened post it, but.
Yes.
But moving on.
But we're not that kind of podcast.
No, we're not. It's just a prediction.
Yes, but I don't think killing is ever right. That's what I'm, okay. So, okay. Can I have one now?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, now that I'm looking at it, I don't have too many, but okay. I'm just going to go ahead and say just a little one that we don't have much. I think the, specifically for me, but also I think this is just going to come in, having your natural nails.
Natural nails.
Yes. Yeah. I think we're going to have, everyone's going to be, because I'm rooting my nails right now. I'm going to, after this round, neutral, natural nails, strong, healthy nails, get your collagen up. Go Kyle. What's your next one?
So it's kind of off of my last one too. Because it has to, Luigi Mangione has to be acquitted for this to happen. I think that once that does happen, we see a Luigi Mangione on Joe Rogan.
Fuck. Okay, that was part two. Okay, yeah. Blah, blah.
That's part two.
Bro.
That's gonna happen.
Okay, that's part two. That's okay. One. Give me another one. Okay. That's,
there's a part.
If they're all, yeah, okay. Then Luigi Mirror.
There's a part three. There's a part three to it.
We collab. Never mind.
There's a part three to it.
Okay.
Luigi Mangione becomes a DJ.
Stop. That's actually kind of fire.
I'm just saying. Vegas residency.
I feel like he has good music taste.
Okay, but anyway, this is.
What do you?
Well, people found his Spotify.
What does he listen to?
The last thing he was listening to was Junior Varsity.
Shut the fuck up!
No, I swear.
Shut the fuck up!
Yes, one of the last.
He's one of us.
He was listening to his Junior Varsity.
Bro.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Do they know? They know.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
That's how I found out because he posted about it.
What else does he listen to?
I don't remember what
we
else
just
was on
stopped
there.
Talking about Luigi. Also, this is like.
Well, people have just become obsessed in a weird way. Okay. Because those were all kind of three the same. I think that we have some sort of continuation of Brat Summer in the summer.
Mm.
Whether or not it's still Brat, it's still, you know, the sort of like neon puke green color and it's still called Brat, I don't know. I don't know if that's the case, but I think it's going to feel very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And even if not, it's going to be an incredibly vibrational summer.
Summer. Interesting.
Incredibly vibrational.
Okay. Can I give you my music prediction right now?
I have more. That's not my only music prediction.
Right, but you're just going to be talking for a while, right?
So, yeah, so just go ahead.
Okay. This I just want, so I'm just manifesting, putting it out there. I think Justin Bieber's going to drop an album this year.
Okay.
I see. I don't know if I think.
Yeah.
But I want.
Yeah.
I'm ready. We're all ready. Justin, drop the album, bro. Come on.
I can see it.
We need it. I think he's in a good, you know, there's a bit of that drama between, I think him and Haley, people thought they were fighting. Maybe we were looking into it too deeply. Who knows? But he posted that they're together. It's wonderful. He's in a good spot. We're Team Justin out here. And please, Justin Bieber, if you see this, drop an album. We've been waiting. Let's go.
Yeah.
Journals, the album, is my, I'm playing it right now all the time. I love Journals by Justin Bieber. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. I think that I'm gonna skip one because it kind of goes off of yours. I think we hear new Frank Ocean music.
Yeah, I like that.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Do you think album or do you think just like song?
I don't know. We had some singles, you know, in 2020. His last album was 2016.
2016?
Blonde came out in 2016.
You're kidding me.
No. And there was like the whole like re-release of Endless and stuff like that, like where you could get it on vinyl, but that doesn't count.
So he makes, because he's a bajillionaire, right?
I mean, yeah, he's definitely doing okay for himself.
And he doesn't tour. This is such like a way. Okay. Well, I was going to go into this after, but.
Which next one? Oh.
I was going to say, do you think Bob Dylan, right? Like movie, which we'll get into. Well, can I get into it now? Real quick.
How into it are you talking?
Well, okay. Well, I was going to say.
I haven't seen it also.
Okay. Well, Timothée Chalamet did the Nardwuar episode, right? Interview. And he goes, and I made the joke too. I was like, two Hollises. Next Bob Dylan, which I don't think so, but then he goes, Frank Ocean is this generation's Bob Dylan.
He said that?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, he did. Who do you think is this generation's Bob Dylan?
I don't know enough about Bob Dylan to say that.
Bob Dylan was basically...
Okay, I know who Bob Dylan is.
But basically he's like an artist that like beats to his own drum. He's not listening to... He's like rebellious. He's not like... Like, people want me to be one thing. I'm going to be whatever the fuck I want to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So who is that?
I mean, like...
Had a quick come up, 2 years.
Yeah. I don't know. Because in the sense that you are talking about, in a lot of ways, that just was... I hate to be this person, but it was the Kanye... stuff like people have compared
and you could see Timothée Chalamet. I watched another interview with him on Theo Von and I think he wanted to say that, and he's like, I will get in trouble if I say that Kanye West was that.
People really like felt weirdly, and people at first, at least I did, sort of like rejected Yeezus as an album.
Yep.
And it was very abrasive and whatever, in the same way that people didn't like when Bob Dylan played electric guitar
at
the folk festival.
Yep.
And
but then it turned out to be genius.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna sit here and compare Kanye West to Bob Dylan when I really don't know that much Bob Dylan music, and I don't know that much about Bob Dylan.
See the movie.
I would like to.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the 4 hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those 2 facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?
We'll get into after.
Okay.
Okay. So what's another one?
I think that...
Wait, you just went. So now it's my turn, right? Okay. This one I just wrote down as you were talking. Bread is back.
Bread.
Yep.
Okay.
Bread is back. We were all scared of the bread for a while. We all went fucking crazy. Bread is the enemy. Bread's back, everybody. Bread is back. Specifically sourdough, but bread is so back. We're eating sandwiches. We're eating toast. Bread is back.
Okay.
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 Go ahead.
I think that the MD Foodie Boys podcast blows up. I think that, unfortunately, our When in Doubt podcast has sort of... Now, I will say the When in Doubt podcast, what does it say? The When in Doubt podcast ran so MD Foodie Boys could walk, or is it the opposite?
Could
walk so they could run. Which one is it? I forget.
The When in Doubt podcast could walk, walked so foodie boys
could run.
Could run.
Okay. That makes sense to me, I guess.
Yeah.
MD Foodie Boys is, I'm sorry, When in Doubt podcast. It's just it's a bit like...
I haven't watched it yet.
It's a level ahead.
I was waiting because I feel like that's the thing you, me and Zach would do.
What they have is the production value. Fuck. Okay.
They're so funny. I've seen like clips.
They have characters that are like, they're all chatting. Like there still is the...
They're talking about nothing?
No, they're talking about food. It's the number one Maryland food podcast.
I love it.
That's what it says on their bio. Number one Maryland food podcast.
Incredible.
And they've
star quality.
They review McDonald's. It's all about food. They're foodie boys. And each character, each host really has their own quality to them. And there still is the leader. It's the little kid with the curly hair.
Yeah.
But
he has more charisma than Glasses Guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's
I'm
good.
Just saying.
I
think MD Foodie Boys kind of, you know, takes first place.
Okay, this one's kind of... I actually want to... This a question for you as well. Prediction, and I'm so sorry here. I'm going to be talking about Timothy Chalamet quite a lot.
I have a few on him.
I don't think he will get nominated for an Oscar.
I wrote that down.
Really?
Well, I said I don't think he'll win.
I don't think he won't even get a nomination. He won't get the nom. No. And I love him. And I had a huge crush on him when Call You By Your Name came out. Totally went away for a long time there. Sorry, Timmy. Not that we're friends. Not that you've listened to this.
He might. He's tapped in.
He's tapped in. I love him. I'm excited for him. And it's come back. Like, not in that huge way, but him doing the press... tour, he just did it correctly. He really did. And I think he had a lot to do with it. And yeah, I think he's so smart. And the crushes come back a little bit. But
no Oscar.
I love you, Timmy. I don't even think you're going to get it. Like, I don't do it. I feel like
it's like
I might be so wrong. I might be so wrong, but... I don't.
It's tough competition this year.
I know. Well, who do you think is going to...
win an Oscar?
Or, yeah, get nominated.
Well, let me... Okay.
Which we're going to see Baby Girl today.
Let me go through my...
And I think Harris Dickinson is a wonderful actor, and he's also
Chalamet
one of my crushes.
And Oscar stuff. I wrote, Timothy Chalamet does not win an Oscar. I'm going to meet Timothy Chalamet. And...
Actually, that might be...
But I also, part of that prediction is that I think, like, I am going to meet him. I don't think it'll be a
together
group thing. I think it'll be like a bump-in encounter in New York City. Like, I'm like in the city.
I feel that.
And I like randomly bump into him. I'm like.
You're way better with like.
I'm going to say, hey, I'm sorry. Like, I'm really not one to do this. And I really don't mean to bother you.
I think guys have.
I'll say big fan.
I think like guys have platonic crushes on you. Like they want to be your friend and they want to like...
Friend crushes. Interesting.
Truly. I think you give off this energy that's like, I want to be friends with that guy. That guy's fucking cool. And you like where I'm kind of like nerdy and I'm like, ooh, you know what I mean? Like, and
pizza.
They're like, okay. You're acting like that. The only thing I say is pizza. If I eat other food. Okay. And so I think that people like the celebs even
yeah.
have this sort of thing where you're just like, you're like not clout chasey. You're just kind of like, you're you. And they want to like, they're like, who is this guy? And I want to be friends with him.
Thanks.
And you'd be like a cool addition to like
a squad.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's a really good compliment. Let me go off on my Oscars one still. So Timothy Chalamet does not win. I wrote down.
Wait. The question was, who do you think is going to be nominated?
Well, that's what I have.
Okay.
Well, this is just one
okay.
that I have. Yeah. I think that. I really, this came out of nowhere when I wrote this down, but I just had this feeling. I think Daniel Craig is going to win for Queer.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
He's never been nominated.
He's going to be nominated. He was phenomenal in that.
And I think that he's going to win for for best male.
Wow. Lead. That's a great prediction.
And I also think that
I think Josh O'Connor?
Oh yeah. Challengers.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that movie.
Is
that
it was so long ago. It's this round. It is this year, yeah. Huh? Cause we saw it in May in LA.
Yeah. Wow.
I know. It was just so early. But that, I think he's going to be nominated.
I also think that something happens at the Oscars. Like something like, that's like really like—
Like Chris Rock?
Like something like that. Like something memeable. It's not even necessarily going to be a bad thing.
No.
But something that is like, everyone the next day is talking about this thing that happened at the Oscars.
Totally. Well, I think that's usually what
But like
happens.
It's like a real like moment like that. Like the slap. Like— Forgetting, like announcing the wrong winner. Remember when that happened?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I'm just going to quickly look if we're missing any movies. 2023 movies, right? Or right now too, right? It's this.
Oh.
What?
That's Sunlight.
Damn it. I can't. Okay. Oscar. Okay. Sorry, everyone. Keep talking, Kyle.
I have more predictions if you want me to go.
Yeah, go.
Well, what are you looking up?
2024 movies, because I want to see if I'm missing any.
Oh, there's tons. There are tons.
What the hell?
Nosferatu.
Right,
Queer.
Right, right.
The Substance. Anora. There's tons.
Okay.
It's a huge list for this year.
Okay. Then I'm going to have a better prediction later when it comes closer to the Oscars. But
well, then what's your next just like general
okay,
prediction?
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I think, and I love them together.
Uh-oh.
I think Tate McRae and Kid Laroi are going to break up and she's going to start dating someone older.
Older?
Yep. Not like old, old, but mind you, she's 20.
Okay. So 21. We're talking like 26.
I'm talking like 28 to 34.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's my prediction.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Is that, and I love them together,
yeah.
But I think she's going to need a man soon. And that's no diss on Kid Laroi, but he's just a kid right now.
Soon he's just
The boys don't become men till 28, 27.
Soon he's going to be just Laroi. Okay. I think that the base model Jeep Cherokee becomes the coolest car to have.
That's a great one, Kyle.
And
do you have any style predictions?
And it also just so happens to be the car that I drive. But for whatever reason, I think that the base model Jeep Cherokee.
It's a good car.
Becomes just like a really-
It's never let us down.
Cool. Like everyone's going to be like, anyone who drives that car is like, fuck, that is a sick car.
Do you have any style predictions?
I said that yellow is going to be big. This year, the color yellow.
I'm not feeling that exactly, but I respect that. And you might be right.
Because
red was big last year.
I think yellow. Yellow. That's my prediction.
I think purple.
Okay. Like Justin Bieber.
I think purple's gonna be the. That just came to me in a vision. Okay. I didn't think about this at all, but I'm claiming it right now. Purple.
Do you have a style prediction, or is it just that?
No.
How many more do you have? I have a lot more.
No, I really don't.
Okay.
I really don't.
I could just keep going through mine, unless you've got...
Go ahead. Let's just, you know, maybe...
I have two crazy ones, I think.
Yep.
I think that... This is going to be crazy, and I'm curious to see what you think about this one.
Yep.
I think that...
I have one more. I'm going to add one.
We see Veronica Slowikoska on SNL this year.
What?
Yeah. That's a prediction.
Shut the fuck up.
And I also think that we see Kyle Chase on Survivor.
Okay, that one.
I sent in an audition tape for Survivor.
Oh my God. That just made my skin.
So those are two predictions I have.
You really looked at me like you believed it.
I do. I believe everything that's on this list.
I don't know.
I wouldn't have written it down.
It's a big decision. And it's not my decision.
Just for another... No, it's not. But I think that I can... I don't know. It's just a prediction. I think that we see a late October release of Christmas Came Early.
Yes.
And I think that it becomes a viral sensation.
Yes. Yes. I think we need to help Mitch with the video.
Whatever the case is, whether we help or not, I think that because he's recording it, there's the production, yeah, like everything. I think that they have a lot of time to figure it out. And I think that
I want Mitch and I to do a 54 Below show together around the holidays next year.
That'd be
holiday
fun.
Songs.
That's
Christmas
a prediction.
Came Early. Maybe some musical theater. I also, prediction is, I think we're going to make our movie this year.
Oh, okay. That'd be great.
It's kind of crazy.
You're just thinking of these now.
I am.
Okay. That's fine.
Or, I think our TV show will be in development.
Okay.
I think we're actually going to sell it.
So now we're actually kind of telling everybody that.
Whatever. We're working on a movie and we're working on a TV show.
Okay.
And I want movement to happen in both areas. And I think that can really happen.
Okay.
I think we can, like, September.
Yeah.
I think we can film.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Great. I think that New York has a very cold winter and we have a really crazy snowfall at some point. That's nice. like record breaking, not record breaking, but like,
yeah,
more than any time within the last 10 years.
I would love that. Do you know how much snowing at home? Constantly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My parents are snowed in right now. May I?
Go ahead.
I think we're going to be taking more breaks this year. Because look at us. We're glowing now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying 2-week, 3-week breaks how we did, but I'm saying we take some breaks. And I think that that is really helpful and gonna, I have another one. Go.
Okay. I think we see Joe Biden on Hot Ones.
I really like these. I really like these, Kyle.
I think we see Joe Biden on Hot Ones.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Donald Trump on Hot Ones, but then I remembered that this past year, they tried to, basically they turned down Kamala Harris on Hot Ones. Hot Ones didn't want her on because they didn't want to do any sort of political anything. And so for that reason, I don't think that we'll see DJT on there, but I think that now that Joe Biden is no longer.
But having, isn't that political?
Maybe, but he's like, it's like having Barack Obama on.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he's done his thing, but he's not.
Okay, ready?
He's not doing that anymore. Now he's doing like movie lists and song lists for the year.
You're killing me. I love it. Okay. I think we're going to release a 5-song EP this year.
Okay. So your predictions have become a lot like.
They're goals.
Like, yeah, exactly.
But they're also predictions. What's the difference? And I think we're going to get signed to a label.
Okay. I like that.
I'm not kidding.
I like that.
That's a prediction. I'm not kidding.
I like that. That's good. I'm sorry, Connery, for the light changes here, buddy.
But we're glowing here.
I think that we are going to see...
It's almost 2:00 for me.
Okay. I think we're going to see a Jake Paul fight of sorts that is like Mike Tyson, but somebody else.
Would you do that?
What?
Fight them?
No. I'm not... I don't...
But if you got like $1 million, you got to get buff and you got to go fight.
No.
No?
I don't think so.
I feel like you're taller than them. Are you?
I don't know, but I wouldn't. I think that Cincinnati, Ohio gets picked for the new Sundance location. It's in the final three currently.
I don't agree with that one. Tell me when I don't agree
okay,
with.
Well, it's in the final three, so.
Okay.
There's a big chance.
I hope it does so then we get to go. But
there's a big chance.
Okay.
And I think that Nevermind Podcast gets a new podcast studio.
I love that. I think
that's those are my predictions.
Okay.
I don't think I missed anything.
Predictions. Baking is going to be so in. It's so in. We're no longer doing bowls and stuff like that. Like, I think eating healthy is going to be in, but I think baking is going to be in, and it's kind of, it's a part two or to the bread. That we're not going to be scared. We're not scared of foods anymore. We're just eating. And it's not just like a salad. Blah, 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 blah. We're like more like, you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not quite. Okay, I really have to go back.
That was our 2025.
Predictions. And now I'm going to disappear.
And now we're going
to
take.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
A break. And we're back.
We're back from peeing. So this is another thing. Oh, this just reminded me of. I think Laundry Day is going to have an even bigger. I think they're going to have like a.
A year.
I think they're going to have like a number one song. I don't. Whoa. What does that mean?
Okay.
Just like a song that like goes like wild.
Yeah, just like a chart topper.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with that.
I really do. I think they're going to go even crazier this year. And I think we're going to go even crazier this year.
I'm with that. All right. So what's next, Ms. B?
Okay. Well, ready? My New Year's resolution. No more eating. No more eating on the pod.
I would love that. That's a great resolution.
I saw one comment that said, "Guys, I love you. I can't listen to the pod because you guys eat on it." And I just said lip smacking, but I don't know how to get rid of that. So for that one, that's mean.
Lip smacking.
I think we
like.
I
what?
Don't know. Yeah, maybe we do that.
Like what?
Don't do that.
What?
And now I'm clearing my throat. So guys, we're doing our best. Okay, sorry. Okay. And another one
else.
Resolution. Now we're going to resolutions. Get both apartments. Like I wanted to kind of do like renovation, not renovations, but like really set up the spaces. Get, I feel like there's a lot we can do in your space specifically. No offense.
It's my space.
Not your office and your room, even though I think your room
is awesome.
It's great. Maybe a new rug for your room.
Sure.
That feels right.
I've been saying that.
That I would love to do.
Okay.
And I think, and then in the space, like yeah, we like maybe a couch instead of the, like just just utilizing the space more.
Okay.
Because we're gonna be here for a while.
It's a good resolution.
Yeah. Working out more. I haven't worked out in about 2 months.
Okay.
I have lost it. I've lost my workout, but I have it again. I want to. Like today, I was like, I should, but then I've been kind of sick. So I really want to. And what else? And try vacation more, break more. And I feel. And I'm just like really excited and have a lot of ideas going for videos, projects. I really do want to make music. That's my, and the everything we've talked about as well. Okay.
That's a good, I haven't thought too much about it. I've thought about it. I haven't really written anything down yet. I haven't had that like session, you know, that personal session yet. However, the things that have been on my mind is that I want to learn this year. Specifically, not like learn from
life lessons
and whatever. Like learn things, whether that is like one thing that I would really like to dabble in is learning another language. It's very difficult.
Okay.
But I think that it's possible with, mm-hmm. even though I'm 30 years old, I have friends that have learned languages at this point in their life. I think it's possible. Mm-hmm. Just about picking.
What language?
I think I would learn Spanish.
Yeah, if that feels right.
Seems like one of the easier ones. Not necessarily easy.
You're not starting from scratch.
I've taken Spanish in the past. I've done the Duolingo thing, even though I don't really think Duolingo works. I think it can just help. I would like to, I said this last year, mm-hmm. and I did not take, I took some efforts, but last year for us was learning in a different way and learning how to live in our life, honestly.
How to live in our life.
Truly but though, like we were like adapting a business, to a lot.
We completely, I was like, why was last year so hard? And like, I didn't have the best time. I had a good time and it was amazing. But it was also like scrambling and understanding of like, oh, the videos aren't doing well. And then all of a sudden you're learning that like, oh, they can do well the next week and it doesn't really matter as long as like, but not understanding that financially.
It was.
You were working somewhere else.
It was a lot. It was very.
A lot. It was a lot.
So.
Yeah.
This year I would like to learn piano.
Yeah.
I would like to get better at playing piano.
That's a good one.
Because I can already sit down and sort of come up with some stuff, but I would like to like really
get good.
Feel confident like sitting down and just playing something.
That's a great one.
So language that I would like to spend more time reading.
Great one.
I think that I used to think like I used to think that I should be reading. Like it like felt like something that is like good for me and I should do it.
Yeah.
But I've actually found that I really like it if it's the right book.
Yeah.
Like I actually like reading. It's something that I like to sit down and do.
I used to live with Brett Neustrom.
Yeah.
Shout out Brett Neustrom. And we'd have a reading corner and we'd go, Alexa, set timer for 30 minutes and we'd read together and have a tea.
Yeah.
And it was every day. And it really like...
I think when I like it the most is the morning. I think like with my coffee.
Yeah, no, we would do it like 11 a.m. Starting, like after a workout.
Yeah. So I would like to be doing that. And I'm going to set a goal for myself to read 10 books this year.
10?
10.
So you're going to say like 7.
10 books. I was going to say one a month, but...
No, don't be doing that.
10 books this year.
Yeah.
It's really not that much.
No, I think you could do it.
Another goal that I have that I said with
Michael. How many books did you read last year?
I read maybe a book last year.
Yeah.
I did read a book.
So how about we start with like 5?
For sure. I want to do 10.
Okay.
10 is my goal.
And I'll love that for you.
Mm-hmm. I would like to run 500 miles this year.
Okay. So you're adding a lot, right? Like, I don't know, like, and you're going to be working. So I'm just like, one is.
It's not that much though. Reading 10 books is reading...
But books is, I think, is
the one a month.
One. Yeah.
And that's like reading like 30 minutes a day.
Yeah, that's true.
Some days, maybe an hour.
I'm more on my TV stuff. I want to be watching shows. Like, good show. Like, we're watching Girls right now and I'm like really loving it and don't feel... Like, I'm like, oh, I'm learning.
Yeah, I don't feel bad watching it, but I just also like reading. I'd like to read.
Of course. I'm just saying me.
Yeah.
Talking about me now.
Yeah.
So why are we fighting?
We're not.
So we're fighting. I'm just saying I am more in my TV era, but also I like to read. I just don't like to set. We're kind of different in that way where I do my best every day to. I'm just listening to myself because I can really push it.
Mm-hmm.
So goals to me are. There are things in my mind that I want to achieve and do, but I'm not one to really like I'll write it down a little bit, but I'm not very like goal oriented in general.
Mm-hmm.
I do have things in my head that I'm like, yeah, that'd be awesome. But I'm not hard on myself when I don't do them. And I'm not like, I have to do this. You know what I mean? I'm just like, okay, like day by day kind of vibe.
Yeah. I think that I'm not like hard on myself either. I think it's just about like goals for me, just sort of set the intention of like,
yeah, because we're in the same place.
Even if I, you know, my goal is to run 500 miles. If I finish the year at 400, the intent of setting out to run 500 miles just made me run more. Like that's the
right,
that's
so
the
fighting
benefit.
Again, and we're fighting.
No,
again.
I'm yeah. just no, we're not at
I'm
all.
Just kidding.
That's how I look at it. It's like it doesn't really matter to me if I don't hit the goal.
Yeah.
But you set it just for the intention.
Just to run more.
Yeah.
So why don't you? Because
just saying,
you just say, "Oh, I want to run more."
Because then it's a little like less. I don't know. You're not like. Because how do you define like running more?
I want to read more.
Yeah. Reading more for me would just be reading more than I read last year. More books than
That's
I read
great.
Last year. So I'm just going to set it to 10.
Okay.
And just be reading.
Okay.
There's no right or wrong. That's just my method.
Right.
And you have your method. What else did you write down for? You got some other stuff.
Nothing.
Because this is... this is like my 30th birthday episode and we kind of just like skimmed right over that.
So what would you like to say?
Do you want to like sing happy birthday to me?
Yep. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, she's standing for the audio listeners only.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you. And many more. And that's all you're getting.
And many more.
That's Mitch. Mitch Wood. He does this bit.
And many more.
He does this bit. He won't post. I text him every day. I'm like, post that bit where... it's happy birthday, and then the last person that's just like, and many the worst like quick vibrato. It really kills.
It's
me.
Not even vibrato. It's like I don't even know what it is. It's like a lip quiver. And many more.
And many more.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the 4 hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those 2 facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?
So good. Okay, should
you got
we...
Other, do you what? Have other stuff written down?
Let's see.
You said you had a lot.
We just had like... What?
You said you had a lot.
I do. Well, there was this whole thing about my Christmas break. I watched Bridget Jones' Diary. Loved that movie. Bob Dylan movie I enjoyed. I think it knew what it was. I would never watch it again. But I think I knew what it was, and I think it was a good, fun story. And also, I don't have a real connection to Bob Dylan, but I am now a little bit more interested. I got my mom a Dyson hair curler for Christmas. She cried. And that felt good for me to go, yeah, I'm going to take care of you. So that was cool not to get, like, before I was getting whatever. It was cool to, like, treat my family this year.
You know, I saw Nosferatu. And one thing that somebody pointed out to me that I didn't even think about when I was watching it, but, you know, it's really good. Like, it's obviously, like, sort of a, like, masterpiece type of movie. It looks incredible.
Yeah.
All the stuff. A lot of it is kind of shot in a, like, Wes Anderson kind of way.
Dude, I love him.
No, but it's, like, weird. Like, where it, like, feels really, like, where, like, a lot of the things feel like miniatures and, like, they're moving on a, what's it called? A dolly, I guess. But maybe it's more like a crane. Because there's this one shot where it's, like, going with him this way. Like, it's, like, going like this. And then he turns. And then it's going this way with him. So he's, like, walking like this.
So a lot of big shots.
And it turns this way. But that felt really, like, I don't know. It just kind of felt like a bit, like, a Wes Anderson.
Love that.
Style. Yeah, but also it's, yeah, I don't know.
Copying.
Not that it's copying. It's just, like, it's Robert Eggers. I want to see something cooler. I really like that movie a lot. And
do you have people to thank?
Worth seeing for sure. I think we have some people to thank.
Let's thank some people, and we're going to do the Q&A on the bonus
episode.
Love that.
Okay.
Okay.
So remember our new rule.
What's the new rule?
Whoever says the thing in the beginning also gets to read the names.
So we have some people to thank?
No. The thing in the beginning where we say episode 61.
That's the rule?
Comment down below. We made that the rule.
I'm happy to do it.
Last episode.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Connery, cue the music.
Connery, cue the music.
You got on my shoe.
What? Those shoes are worthless. I'll spit on them all day. How?
What the hell's wrong with you? Are you pissed drunk?
No, been sober for 3 months.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Ho!
Hey, stop it now! Why I order? Pew, pew.
Ouch.
Sober for 3 months, why?
What did you just say?
Why have you been sober for 3 months?
3 months sober.
Because,
well, I started and then I just kind of decided this stuff ain't for me no more.
Because it wasn't making you feel good?
It was making me feel too good.
Don't I know it? I think we need to talk about this stuff more, you know what I mean? Get rid of stigma.
Yeah.
But
how are you? How are you feeling these days?
Oh, God.
Pimpy?
Well, I mean, we're over here. We're of course, protecting the castle. Well, we just haven't ever talked like this before.
Yeah, I feel like typically when we're up here, we're just sort of getting in each other's hair and arguing.
Yeah.
Haven't really gotten down on a real level.
Yeah, like, what is going on with you? You know what I mean? I'm good, mate. I'm good. My wife just had a second baby.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And I have to say, I love my girls.
Yes.
Like no other. But it's quite difficult on a relationship. We are not quite connecting as much. I feel like she's going through a hard time. And I'm just at work and I can't be the partner that she deserves at this time.
Yes.
You know what I mean, mate?
Yeah.
Anyways.
You know. You know, I went through something similar about.
Sorry. Yep.
61 years old.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. ID, please. Yeah. That's perfect. Okay, go on in. Sorry.
So I'm 61 years old and, you know, I haven't had a real love since Well, I was about 40. And, you know, it was a similar situation. I was spending so much time here at work and... Well, the bottle... Well, you know, it was just such a... Yeah. Such a situation,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Sorry, can I have your ID, please? Yeah, thank you. Finn Bruce, perfect. Come on in. Yep.
And, yeah, so, you know, I realized in that time of my life...
Right, what'd you realize? Sarah Dahlstrom, absolutely getting in there. Yeah, people sponsor.
Sorry, we've got quite a line.
Errol Gera, happy birthday. Happy, I don't know. Yeah,
yes, we've got quite a line, so I'll go ahead and wait a second.
Katie Chase, no, go ahead.
Okay. Well, no, there's quite a line of people.
Katie Chase, yep. Eric Burke, yes. Hayden Kuhn, Adrian DeBicki, Carlotta Osenberg,
how do you
Badzik, do? Ashlyn, Martin Legrand, Bella Stone, Coco, Maida Maria, Andrew Sajid, yep.
Yeah, so, you know, anyway, my wife, I've been recently thinking that in my sobriety, maybe I could reconnect with her.
Was my it ex-wife? Kind of like to do with like Ali, yep. Jack Blaws, Laura Strelitz, Tavmine Riley, Sophie Kronkowski, Kelly Beach, Hot Sauce Haley, Diana Kreisman, Mars, yes. Mels Ruisa, Daniel Bernard, Hannah Newsom, Emily Faith, Willie 101, Bright Eyed Brunette Bombshell, Antonio Mera, Josiah, Maggie Moran, Mackenzie, Stinky O, Peyton Flish, Adrian R. Did you see
lots of people
the
coming in their castle?
Oh, really? So was it like because of the alcohol you guys like?
No,
it?
I think more so the alcohol was. Came after the fact. I was sort of numbing the pain of everything.
Ah.
Yes.
Danny Manny, Troy and Haley Coleslaw, Haley Nelson, Betsy, Jamie Petzigal, Vincent S., Bank Ruby and Veronica Kyle, our friends in IRL, Taylor Lanya, Matthew Vanderput, yes. Luke Sin, Megan Goop. Really? So, like, yeah. You like, was it, what, how, were you just working a lot?
Yeah, working, distracting myself from... You know, what the real issues were at hand. And
what do you think of real issues?
Well, you know...
Megan Gooby, Ashton Foles, Leah Shirley, Ava Osenberg, Taylor Ryan, Eric Anderson, have a great time. Kenny Queen.
I think her ID says Kane Queen.
Kane Queen. Sorry, yeah. I've never... Okay, that's great. Cat Go in Cat World, Lauren Barr, Michael McKitty, Mandy Katz, Alice Matthews, Alice in the Dream, Maeve or Mibi is 28, Emily Weezy, Fantasy Cat,
yes, come in,
Elsie Belsey, Maddie Dorsey, Linda Davies, Sam Rumble, Sleepasaurus Rex, Charlie McGrath, Nate S, Mandy and Livy, Sarah.
Yes, come on in.
Schwint, Sharon, Colby.
Common,
and
common.
Corley Smalls.
Coleman, that's quite a line of people we just let in.
We did, and they're all getting in, and that's perfect for the party. Enjoy yourselves, don't drink too much.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. I think it was, you know, there was a bit of lack of intimacy between she and I, you know, and. You gonna finish that drink?
Buddy, I'm not gonna give you some.
Are you gonna finish that drink?
Yes, I am. Hey, don't numb the pain. Live through it. Live with it. And better days are to come.
And scene.
2025.
Thank you guys. 2025.
We're starting hot and we're starting hotter. Guys, we love you so much. And we'll see you next time.
And
many more. What?
And
subscribe. All that stuff. Is that what
happy birthday, Kyle.
And happy birthday, Kyle.
That's what I was looking for.
So it's gonna be your birthday like for 5 days. We're on your birthday party, yeah. Then you're okay. Yeah. Bye guys.
We'll be right back.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?